Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and the financial system worldwide is collapsing just as they are bringing in some really serious digital ID systems across the board, which both Bill Gates and the United Nations are heavily involved in. The expose says Bill Gates and the UN imposed their digital IDs on Sierra Leoneans. Now, this has been happening in many places. We've seen similar things happen in other parts of the world. Kenya has seen people, the Ogiek people, being evicted for carbon credits. You know, this is as they're talking about this unified ledger. It says worse than a CBDC, globalists publish plan for worldwide financial enslavement under the unified ledger. And this cannot exist without a collapse of the banking system and a move into a new digital currency. Of course, this involves the destruction of the dollar and the push for the BRICS World Reserve Currency System, which is all by design. We're going to go into this and much more today, and where they're going with this, and why they're trying to ban cars and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's happening all at the same time. People keep thinking this is something that's way out there. No, it's happening now as we speak, and it's devastating millions of lives already. So we're going to get into that and much more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to go and get prepared by going to heavensharvest.com. Check those links below. Your source for, of course, long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off, as well as free shipping to the United States. This is extremely important to get on, so you aren't dependent on them later. One of the main ways they force you into this digital system is by making you dependent on grocery stores and the banking system. And if you aren't dependent on either of those, you don't have to eat the mRNA meat and the bugs later on. You can actually feel like you have, you could breathe the breath of fresh air because you know that you are prepared and you won't end up with the carbon credit food rations. So make sure to check those links in the description. That's heavensharvest.com. And also make sure to check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/ and buy physical gold and silver today and get outside of that CBDC system before it hits you, because this is a way to avoid it long term. Of course, you could schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package. Make sure you use our link so that you are working with Mark Gonzalez, who's a really great freedom fighter and truther who is trying to keep your money safe. Again, you could go to the comments and type in the comments when you sign up that you found him at World Alternative Media or WAM, WAM. So make sure to check that out in the links below. Anyway, let's get into this. So this is a pretty serious issue here. It's what we have been warning of for I can't even tell you how long, 2006 for myself anyway. And the expose reports, it says Bill Gates and the UN imposed their digital IDs on Sierra Leoneans. And it says the West African nation of Sierra Leone is at full throttle with its digital transformation efforts, and its MOSIMP-based foundational identity system is the nucleus of the project. The modular open-source identity platform, MOSIP, is a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation initiative that provides a platform on which all countries can build their own digital ID system for free. On Friday, an article, Sierra Leone putting digital ID at the center of its digital transformation agenda, published by Biometric Update, reported on an interview with Sierra Leone's National Civil Registration Authority, NCRA, Deputy Director Moses T.F. Vibi. The interview was conducted on the sidelines of a MOSIP Connect event last month in Addis Ababa. It's actually Addis Ababa. Anyway. Adaba, I don't know. It's spelt wrong for sure there. I've anyway, continuing on. It says Vibi explained that the strong political will of the country's president, Julius Maada Bio, and the dedication of the NCRA's digital or director general, Mohamed Mubashir Mazakoi, are the other driving forces behind the initiative. Mazakoi is also an ambassador for ID for Africa, whose foundation partners are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and eBay founder Pierre Omidyar's Omidyar Network. Foundational digital ID managed by the NCRA is at the center of Sierra Leone's digital transformation agenda. The national ID card for NIN is mandatory for accessing services in Sierra Leone, as enshrined and the National Civil Registration Act of 2016, NCRA Act 2016, Bibi said. So far, he said, digital ID has been instrumental in the country's ongoing government efforts, as almost all government services have been digitized and linked to the digital ID. Man, this is going fast. And I told you this would happen, and they would use a lot of third world countries and second world countries as a way to boost that up. According to the Parliament of Sierra Leone's ratification and directives, the NIN is linked to all government and key private sectors. Services, including SIM card registration, education, government payroll, employment in public and private sectors, insurance, financial inclusion, and services, vehicle registration and driver's license, healthcare, pension and social security, properties and land registration, and more, he outlined. It is required for passports, work and residence permits. This is so dangerous. This is how they enslave you. They overnight, they change all these things. And if you don't go along with their system or their social credit or their carbon credits, you get completely shut down and starved to death. This is what they're doing. Using Bill Gates' digital ID platform, it says Sierra Leone started to implement a modern identity system in 2016 to 2017. In 2023, the country signed a memorandum of understanding MOU for a national digital ID pilot built with MOSIP. The aim of this, is to establish an ID system that will respond to the specific needs of the country and enable citizens to have access to several important public and even private sector services. As an institution mandated by law to carry out civil and vital statistics and ID management activities in Sierra Leone, covering both citizens and non-citizen residents, the National Civil Registration Authority aims to have a state-of-the-art ICT and identity management infrastructure in place in order to provide seamless civil registration, production, and dissemination of vital statistics and identity management services to and on the population of the country, NCRA Director General Masakoi said. As such, working with the MOSIP team to pilot the MOSIP DPG-based digital identity platform is timely. And Biometric Update noted that the MOSIP had also recently signed an MOU with Burkina Faso, surpassed 76 million registrations across nine jurisdictions. That's huge. MOSIP is a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation initiative that offers a formidable solution for digital ID for the 850 million people worldwide who lack any acceptable form of legal identity. Wow, they can't exist unless they're in the government system. If you're not a number on the government digital ledger, you then are not a human, according to most global governments. It says the foundation, which is known to profiteer off the poor to enrich itself, offers its digital ID solution to countries for free. Huh, of course, because it's always tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. Oh, it's free. We're trying to help you. We're trying to save the poor, whatever they might say. They might say it's for security. They always have some bullshit reason to force this on people. Oh, it's free. Oh, therefore you must get it. Oh, you could get a free Krispy Kreme donut if you inject yourself with poison. And I quote, it says, digital ID systems are one of the three pillars of what's known as digital public infrastructure, DPI. The others are digital payment systems and data exchange systems, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation states on its digital ID page, introducing MOSIP. Now, this is one of these encroaching issues that the UN and Bill Gates are involved in. And of course, the UN had called for a global digital ledger, which attaches everyone to a digital identity, one big digital ID. And they called for that this last year. And last year, I said it'll only take a year or two for them to really unroll this stuff. And we are already seeing it unrolled at a massive pace. They said they only announced this MOSIP thing last year that they were going to 100% do it. And now it's already rolled out and you already need to have this digital ID in order to get onto your banking system and get money from your job and do all these different things. It's rolled out very fast. They'll starve you out if they want to. And I mean, this is happening as they roll out the CBDC, as they collapse the world economy. We'll get into that shortly, as they call for this unified ledger. And of course, as we already see people in Kenya, Kenya's Ogiek people are being evicted for carbon credits. So already, if you don't have everything in check, if you eat too much meat, if you travel too much, if you spend too much money, if you do this, if you leave your neighborhood too much, then, well, you can't eat. You have to eat the bugs, drink the sewage, and you will own nothing and you'll be enslaved. This is the way that they're pushing things. And again, it's already happening. As I mentioned before, I was in Oxford, UK last year doing a documentary. I'm going back this year. Got a bunch of work that I have to do in the UK right away on my 15-minute city documentary, but there's already a 15-minute city there. Why do they roll this stuff out? Because they're already destroying the infrastructure today in the West today and creating all these excuses to then force us into this new system of governance, technocratic governance worldwide, which they've been planning and plotting for over 120 years. So this has to be understood to know where we're going. So just looking at what's happening in the UK and the farmers and the destruction of, you know, all these resources worldwide under the guise of climate change. Well, the expose points out China, Russia, USA, and EU caused devastation in Africa while scrambling for natural resources to feed the climate change cult. Yet cobalt mining is enslaving children and creating more pollution than petrol does anyway. So it's absurd. It's hypocrisy, but it's also really just evil because they are destroying Western civilization, destroying the things that keep humanity alive: food, water, shelter, the cash that are in people that's in people's hands, then forcing people into war and then pretending that they're there to save us. It's the virtue signaling of evil, of Satan. Essentially, it's demonic, and they're just building their new tower of Babel, of course. But you look at what they're doing to farmers in the Netherlands, in Ireland, in Germany, in you know, the UK, in Canada, in the United States. And it's devastating the food supply, all while they go and devastate the environment, the actual environment, which affects human health, and enslave children in Africa to go and get that cobalt and stuff like that. It's so absurd. Oh, and I wonder how much pollution mass murdering people with bombs on their city causes. I wonder. So they're trying to kill us, obviously. They are pushing a very hypocritical agenda, which doesn't surprise anyone. And they're already unrolling all this stuff in Africa to trial run it. And they've already been trial running it for years, by the way, in China, which, again, was propped up by the U.S. in the first place. Henry Kissinger meets with Mao Zedong in the early 70s to create an alliance with China to save them from starvation and prop them up as a global superpower, as a guinea pig state for technocracy, which is what Zbigniew Brzezinski took over with the Rockefellers at the Trilateral Commission in the late 1970s to ensure that China was the new state to replace the old state. And again, the U.S. does this on purpose. They're purposely collapsing. They're demoralizing their citizens. That's why there's trans kids. That's why there's inflation. That's why there's, you know, the destruction of civilization and people fighting each other. This is all civilizational collapse to move into a more tyrannical system, which is crazy because the current one is pretty damn tyrannical. But this is all for the purpose of technocracy, to build a Tower of Babel and replace humanity with machine. Swift planning launch of new central bank digital currency platform in 12 to 24 months. So this is happening very fast. We already have FedNow in the United States, which is an intermediary of the Federal Reserve in between you and your bank, which means that they can shut down your transactions at any time under the guise of social construct. So it's already social credit. They already have carbon credits on many banking apps across the board, and the expose reports say goodbye to the dollar as IMF prepares for financial revolution. It's like a new Bretton Woods. It's a move into the East from the West, and it's a suicide attack, basically. They are blowing themselves up. They're imploding themselves. It's all on purpose. The Fed prepares for a bank crisis while telling Americans the economy is strong. Well, tell anyone that goes on the ground anywhere and goes and buys gas, goes and buys meat at a store, goes and buys vegetables at a store, goes and buys anything at a store, that the economy is doing well. Go to Mexico and everything is getting more expensive because the US dollar is failing versus a peso. The peso is outpacing the dollar dramatically, and this is happening as Saudi Arabia leaves the US dollar for BRICS and the new world reserve currency that is set to be released this year at their summit. That's Brazil, China, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but that now includes United Arab Emirates, that includes Saudi Arabia, which is a petrodollar system, which Kissinger was working with at the same time as he was propping up China in the early 70s to create this exact blueprint. Shaking hands with them for the petrodollar system. They leave for BRICS. Egypt is leaving the dollar for BRICS. And of course, many other countries. Mexico is considering it. France was even considering it. They asked to be invited to the BRICS conference. And that means the end of the ECB, the euro, the British pound. It means the end of the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, and most importantly, the US dollar, because that is the world reserve currency system. And that means we move from one shit system to one even worse system. And that is exactly what we're witnessing right now. It's history in the making, but it's brutal, because if you aren't prepared, you are in a lot of trouble, my friends. Not to scare anyone, it's just reality. And speaking of preparedness, Zero Hedge reports, first Costco, now Walmart. Major retailers now offer gold bars. People are buying gold across the board right now, as well as privacy coins. I'm a big fan of Epic Cash and stuff like that. I'm not going to go into it today. But, you know, this is an investment advice. But I really urge people, get out of the bank as much as possible, because that's the number one way they use it against you. Eventually, when we see things like this out of Climate Depot, Politico says German transport minister threatens indefinite driving bans on weekends to meet climate goals. And in the face of this, we see this article out of What's Up With That. It says Germany electric car sales plummet 30% as country floats idea of weekend driving ban, which I want to report on more later at in a separate video. But we're seeing the pushback. But do you still have your money in the bank? Do you still depend on grocery stores for food? Do you live in a big city? Are they going to force you into a 15-minute city? Look what they're doing in China. They're ripping up the roads in small rural farming communities to force people out so that they have to go live in little tiny apartments in 15-minute cities where you have to have a face scan to go from point A to point B. They have employed robots with AI and drones into war to force us into World War III. Again, this isn't about fear-mongering. They want you scared. But you don't have to be afraid if you have the solutions at your fingertips that actually pull you outside of this system, that allow you to withdraw from the system, not vote for some idiot that is going to repeat the same shit since ancient Greece, which, by the way, I'm in Greece right now. So I'm looking out at a mountain right now, and I'm just thinking, yeah, this place has seen this over and over and over again. People get pretty tired of it. You know, oh, democracy, two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. Maybe this time it will be better. Change, change, change. You look at political slogans from Pompeii and ancient Greece as well. They say change. They're going to change things. They've been saying change forever. And what people really want for change is change from within. But they don't know it. They just think outwardly, like giving up their responsibilities and offloading their responsibilities on another unit of power outside of themselves, never looking in the mirror, never thinking about faith without work is dead. The responsibility resting on their shoulder to show themselves as a human being, to be individualistic, responsible, and free, which are all synonymous. So, you know, in the face of all this, we have digital IDs going public. We have digital currency going public, CBDCs across the board going public. We have robots taking over. We have transhumanism. We have technocracy. We have 15-minute cities. We have carbon credits and social credits. We have X, like as in Twitter, registering as a banking system, which then, oh, the guy who puts brain chips in people's heads that are connected to Pentagon-funded mesh networks. Oh, yeah, he's totally not controlled opposition. And the mainstream alternative media fawns over him and licks his feet. You know, this is the thing. They are creating on both sides, on the most obvious tyrannical, you know, WEF mainstream side and the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the fake vaccine passports and all this kind of stuff that leads to this as a litmus. They're creating one side of this to, you know, reel people in. And then the other side, the so-called alternative side, is bringing in technocracy under the guise of opposition to technocracy. Like all these Elon bros that go, oh, hey, well, I hate the World Economic Forum, but, you know, AI control of everything and satellites and mesh networks funded by the Pentagon and implants in the brain that can be controlled via the internet and 5G that can control your every move and what you think and can log what you think, all at the same time as a guy who is putting that brain chip out wants guaranteed basic income and carbon taxes, which he said just only a couple of weeks ago. And that same guy is registering his social media network that he was forced to buy, by the way. If he was so anti-establishment, why did they let him buy it? He wants to turn it into a bank, and that connects to every message you ever sent, which creates a social credit algorithm based on AI, which he helped develop, which then Google took. And he's licking the boot of Israel, which, of course, is a big red flag from the beginning. Again, could it be more obvious? One side is doing it, the other side is doing it, and I'm just out here being unpopular on all fronts because I don't give a damn, because I want to tell the truth. I want to tell the truth and be honest about this kind of stuff. I've lost every deal I can imagine with every network and every one that ever wanted to, you know, bring me on as a guest on their shows, etc. I don't give a shit because it's the truth. We must tell the truth because this is a war for humanity and it's much more important than us. It's humanity as a whole. It's a war on humanity, and we must stand up for humanity or forever hold our peace. So again, if we want to actually stand up for humanity, it's not protesting, it's not politicians, it's not voting, all that kind of stuff. It's actually getting prepared. And that is living by example, really. So I urge people again, go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. And you get free shipping in the USA. You don't have to pay all at once. You could use Afterpay, so you could pay over time. But again, I urge people to get the larger boxes because, again, this the more you have, the longer you aren't in ration lines bowing to the New World Order because they shut down all the grocery stores and they shut down all the food and you're on carbon credits because your money's in the bank. Speaking of your money being in the bank, get it out. Don't have all your money in the bank. We have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Where you can sign up with Mark Gonzalez. Make sure you use our link, not someone else's. This is how, if you want to actually work with Mark, who is the guy I recommend, this is how you do it. You have to go through our link. Schedule an appointment for a free consultation, and you get a complimentary investor package. You could buy physical gold and silver. You could put that physical gold and silver in a vault, or you could hold it in your hands. You could also get into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, check-ins. You know, we've heard it all before. But this is a way to not be dependent on CBDCs later. So go and check that out. Go in the comments of the sign-up sheet and say you found him at World Alternative Media or WAM, and that helps very much so. They're trying to poison your food. So make sure to go and check out Wild Pastures. Get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box. So 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised chicken, pasture-raised pork, and wild-caught seafood. Again, no mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no pesticides, no chemicals of any other kind. All raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door and temperature controlled and customizable as you see fit. So go and check that link. If you use our link, you get that amazing deal and you help support the farmers. You help yourself versus inflation and health-wise as well, of course. As we go forward, you have to really check out things like this. And I no one ever uses this affiliate when I post it, but I still maintain its importance. So I don't care. I'm going to keep sharing it. Lion Energy for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. If you use our link, you get money off and you get free shipping. And it's very important. So you aren't dependent on the government power grid, which basically everyone is. So make sure and check that out in the description. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Very important stuff and could save your life as they try to murder you. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. So I urge people to go and check that link in the description. I appreciate it, my friends. And as always, of course, we have MadTravNutrition.com, where you can get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. I urge people to go and get this. You could get Manuka honey and mushroom tinctures as well. Very important for your health. And you could use code Josh with that link as well. So I urge people to go and do that. That's J-O-S-H, as always. And finally, as I close this off, I appreciate any help we can get. You guys are amazing. Anyone that can help, go to our gogetfunding.com campaign. We really cannot survive without you guys. We've gone bankrupt. I gave up my house. I'm on the road right now. We are homeless, but we are fighting for the truth and for freedom and for people to wake up from their slumber and against the war on humanity. So I urge people to go and check that out. We have our documentary and our overall WAM. GoGetFunding.com campaign link below, as well as our WAM legal defense, as we have been facing some charges lately. So it's been a tough year, but we all want to fight for humanity, and I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to continue doing it to the very end. We have GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and a CoinTree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, if you please, including privacy coins. You know, it's how we function, really. We could not do it without the people watching right at home right now. So I appreciate it. Of course, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise that you can get, which helps promote our message while supporting us at the same time. And of course, you could find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for Spotify, of course, where we were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.